Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's morning news interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Entertaining.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's The Mark Kay Show.
The first hour of The Mark Kay Show starts now.
From Washington, D.C., welcome to the 2020 Republican National Convention. Tonight, celebrating America as the land of promise.
There's one thing I've learned. It's that even on our worst day, we are blessed to live in America.
Biden, Harris, and the rest of the socialists will fundamentally change this nation.
Beijing Biden is so weak on China that the intelligence community recently assessed that the Chinese Communist Party favors Biden.
Joe Biden has had 47 years to produce results, but he's been all talk and no action.
Joe Biden believes we can't think for ourselves, that the color of someone's skin dictates their political views.
Democrats won't let you go to church, but they'll let you protest. Democrats won't let you go to work, but they'll let you riot. And Democrats won't let you go to school, but they'll let you go loot.
It's almost like this election is shaping up to be church, work, and school versus rioting, looting, and vandalism. Or, in the words of Biden and the Democrats, peaceful protesting.
President Trump will defend the God-given right of every American to protect their homes and their family.
President Trump is bringing this country back roaring. He's bringing the American spirit to life for all Americans.
And we believe that Donald Trump is the president that America needs to lead us forward.
I truly believe the safety of our kids depends on whether this man is reelected.
President Trump knows we are strongest when we fight hardest, not in distant deserts, but for our fellow Americans.
We seek a nation that rises together, not falls apart in anarchy and anger.
Look to the man who did what the failed Obama-Biden administration never could do and built the greatest economy our country has ever seen. And President Trump will do it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty and the American dream, the best is yet to come.
Three more nights of it, and that's amazing. Wow, what a, I'll tell you what, man, what a kickoff to the Republican National Convention 2020. The big winner last night, by the way, America. The biggest loser, Fox News. We'll get to that here in a minute. What's up, everybody? This is The Mark Kay Show. My name's Mark Kay, 855-765-1045. We put together that little compilation for you because there was so much. I mean, so many great speeches, so many great speakers, so many great things to hear said about the country, about the president, about the Republican Party, about the election, about moving forward. So many really amazing and true and scary points made about Joe Biden and the Democrats and socialism and what would happen if the Republicans do somehow lose this election in November. And as far as a first day, I was blown away. I mean, they even moved the roll call to the first day. It's like they're like, look, let's get the roll call out of the way. We'll get Donald Trump nominated. And that happened right out of the gate. It was like Georgia, Trump, New York, Trump, and New Hampshire, Trump, American Samoa. Everybody threw out their delegates. Donald Trump came out, gave a really great speech, too. And it wasn't the kind of speech that I think people were expecting when they said Donald Trump is going to speak every day of this convention. I think that the media especially was expecting Donald Trump to come out with some kind of acceptance speech or some kind of, you know, really, really long-winded State of the Union. Nobody came out there. He was like, hey, thank you guys for this. This is great. He went into more of a campaign rally style speech, and it was a great way to start the campaign. It really set the tone for the entire RNC. And then when you went into the speeches, when you went into the clips, when you went into the, you know, the pre-recorded segments, when you saw what was going on, it was all over the country, but it really looked cohesive. They did a really good job, a much better job than the Democrats did, of making this event look like it was in one place, like it was a group of people coming all together for an event, even though they were scattered all over the country. And I started watching this thing. I tuned in probably about 7 o'clock. I started watching it, and And I quickly realized what the rest of the country was realizing is that it was very difficult to watch the RNC day one. Not because it was, you know, loud or obnoxious or anything. Not difficult to watch, like, oh, I can't stand this. It was difficult to find a broadcast network that was airing it in its entirety. And I started watching. It was weird. The first place I could find it actually being aired was MSNBC. Ironically enough, Rachel Maddow and a couple of those other, Joy, what's her name, who is ironically named because she seems like the most miserable person in the world. All of these people, they're all sitting there and they're watching this convention. And I'm thinking to myself, God, what, this must be their biggest nightmare. This must be the worst day they've ever had at work. I wonder if Rachel Maddow, who's now being forced to host the Republican National Convention, I wonder if she gets hazard pay for this. Because mentally, it's going to cause her some serious. I mean, she's definitely going to have some kind of PTSD after having to sit through all of this. But I finally realized about 30 minutes into it why they chose Rachel Maddow on MSNBC to host what was going on with the RNC, and it happened right after this nurse. Her name is Amy Johnson Ford. She's from West Virginia. And if you couldn't tell by her accent, she announced that when she came out. But she came out there to talk about some of the changes Donald Trump made immediately during the pandemic that saved lives. One of the biggest ones was telehealth.
In addition, the unavailability of services can also hinder treatment for many. So increased access to telehealth for millions of Americans has truly been life-saving.
It's been life-saving. I told you, she's from West Virginia. Like, clearly, There's no doubt about that. And she went on to talk about how Donald Trump leapt into action and did what needed to be done, what a president does in a pandemic, and changed the legislature, changed the laws, changed the availability to telehealth, make sure that whatever you need is covered by your insurance company.
President Trump recognized the threat this virus presented for all Americans early on and made rapid policy changes.
All right. And so I'm watching this going, wow, this is amazing to watch on a network like MSNBC that must just be cringing. They must just be grinding their teeth. They must be like, I'm ready to throw something at their own screens. And then I realized what was happening. Because right after she spoke, MSNBC broke into coverage. And Rachel Maddow said, we're going to stop for just a minute. We're going to talk to our own doctor, Dr. Gupta, not Sanjay, some other Dr. Gupta. Apparently, there's a lot of Dr. Guptas out there. And they brought in Dr. Gupta. And Dr. Gupta, I guess he was brought in to criticize and to debunk whatever this woman had just said about telehealth and Donald Trump and how Donald Trump actually helped save American lives. That's something MSNBC doesn't want you to know, that the president helped save American lives. So they broke into coverage of the GOP convention. Just boom. She was done. They brought in their own doctor to say that this was literally, and this is a quote, propaganda. They brought in a doctor to talk about how the RNC was propaganda during the RNC. And at that moment, I realized, well, MSNBC, probably not the place where I want to watch the rest of this. So I went back to my little guide. I hit the little button. You know, you have the little microphone button. And I went, it went boom. And I said, Republican National Convention. And everyone popped up. And I went to PBS, but they were talking to like some talking heads. And then I went to CNN, and that was just a train wreck. And then I went to Fox News. I'm like, well, clearly Fox News will be airing the Republican National Convention, the RNC. I mean, if there's ever a network that is going to drop everything to air the RNC, it's Fox News. And to my shock and to my awe and to almost I was flabbergasted when I saw that they were airing their regularly scheduled programming. Tucker Carlson, who, you know, big fan, but this was the RNC. And I really wanted to see what Herschel Walker was going to say. I knew that Matt Gaetz was coming up. I knew that, a whole list of people. Steve Scalise, Kimberly Clayson. I wanted to see the McCluskeys, for crying out loud. And there's on Fox News, they've got Hannity and Tucker and everybody else. Like, it's some normal day. Like, it's just some other average Monday. So I ended up watching on something called Peacock, which is, I guess, the new NBC streaming service. And I didn't even know I had it, but apparently they're giving it away to people because no one wants to pay for it. So I found it on my thing, and it said, watch the RNC live on Peacock. So I went to Peacock, and boom, there it was. It was totally uninterrupted. And I got to see, I mean, I got to see everything. I got to see the McCluskeys. I got to see Rona McDaniel. I got to see, oh, Vernon Jones, man. This guy, Vernon Jones, what probably in my experience from what I got to watch last night, Vernon Jones, one of my favorite speakers from yesterday. And I'll tell you why I feel like he was probably the most effective of all the people who spoke at the RNC yesterday. If you don't know who he is or what he does, I'll tell you. It may shock you. And then we have some of the clips. But he, to me, summed up what this election in 2020 is really all about, what it really all comes down to. And we'll do that in just a second. Got to take a quick break. 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. This is the Mark Kay Show. Stay tuned. More RNC Day 1 coverage coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
If you're on the go and can't listen live on the radio, stream the Mark Kay Show in the WOKV app for your Apple or Android device. This is the Mark Kay Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Hey, Mark Kay, I thought you were Newsmax's new hot up-and-coming talent. Why aren't you listed on the homepage of their app?
Well, that's what up-and-coming means. Up-and-coming means you haven't, you know, up-and-come yet. So you gotta, once we get there, then they'll put us on the homepage, but we're still up-and-coming. But thank you so much for pointing that out, Newsmax.tv. If you missed last week's episode of The Mark Kay Show, it is up there now on The Mark Kay Show page, which that open mic listener conveniently pointed out is not. You got to scroll through a little bit, but you can find it. You guys are smart. 855-765-1045. I mean, if you could find the RNC last night, then you can definitely find my show on Newsmax TV. Fox News, everybody literally hating on Brad Parscale, who was the former campaign manager, now the digital chairman of the Trump reelection campaign for 2020. Literally, he's tweeted out, "I can't believe I have to watch this on CNN," to Fox News. And I would imagine that at Fox News today, they are having they're having a heart-to-heart meeting with everybody. They're coming together and they're going to be like, look, we need to, if they haven't dropped coverage already and started covering whatever the hell they're streaming out of the RNC today yet, they're probably going to do it soon, because they took so much heat from everybody in the campaign, from Don Jr., from, I don't know if the president actually tweeted, I don't think he did, but if he gets wind of it, don't worry, he'll make some points. And I imagine some of the speakers throughout the week will take some shots at Fox News as well, if they haven't already. OANN, the One America News Network, was the big winner because everybody on Twitter started saying, go there. We're streaming the whole thing. We're streaming it uninterrupted. The guy who owns OANN, a guy named Red Herring, he went on Twitter and said, we're losing so much money on commercials, but think of all that we're going to gain when Donald Trump gets reelected. And that's why there are places to watch it. You can watch it on YouTube as well. And in fact, this is a really important lesson for some of these cable news networks, is that one of the things that is so exciting about Newsmax is they understand the product and they understand what people want to see, and they just give it to them. Whereas I think some of these larger networks, Fox News, for example, a great one, you know, Hannity and Carlson and stuff, they have this great product. But there are times when you want to hear from the president or you want to hear from the people at the RNC. And it's shocking because the other Josh and I were just talking about it. I believe during the DNC, didn't Fox News dump out at 9 and show the DNC as well? Do you remember that? You didn't watch any of it. You're not even listening to the show. You're basically ignoring me.
I'm not sure exactly what time they jumped in and jumped out.
I want to say that at 9 o'clock, I switched on Fox News and the DNC was right there. And it was totally unencumbered. And I don't know why they wouldn't pay the same respect to the RNC. It's really kind of bizarre. And look, there have been a lot of people who've had complaints about Fox News. They've complained about Donna Brazile. They've complained about, Chris Wallace. They've complained about Shepard Smith, but then he left, so it was okay. I don't know. We're going to C-SPAN, another person is saying, is a great place to watch it, because they would air the thing in its entirety. And tonight, you're going to have another crop of fantastic speakers. Maybe even better than last night's speakers, although last night's speakers were really, I mean, you want to talk about Kimberly Guilfoyle alone. Holy cow. The other Josh described it as the kind of speech that would be amazing if she were standing in a stadium filled with hundreds of thousands of people, but came off a little intense when it was just her in a room.
Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty and the American dream, the best is yet to come.
Yeah, see? Isn't that incredible? 855-765-1045. This is Bob in Kingsland, Georgia. Bob, how you doing, buddy?
All right. But I was just, you mentioned there about having to watch it on CNN. I was pissed. I don't like watching CNN, but in order to hear some of the really good speakers, I had to change the channel to CNN.
Yeah, I almost rigged my TV not to pick up CNN because I used to catch my wife watching it all the time. And luckily I didn't, because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to see the RNC. Look, I'm hoping that this was an oversight by Fox News, and I'm pretty sure. That they're going to fix it tonight. If not, it may be the beginning of the end for that particular network. And that's not me saying that. That's everybody. That's a large portion of their viewership who is really up in arms and a little offended that after all the support they've given to that network is not giving them what they want to watch. 855-765-1045. Got to take another quick break. Everybody, Tom, Vic, Rosa, everybody online, hang tight. We're going to get to these Vernon Jones clips too. And really probably one of the major and most important underlying themes of the RNC, which they laid out last night. It's the Mark Kaye Show. Quick break. More coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Mark Kaye Show.
This is the Mark Kaye Show.
Well, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Man, that RNC convention last night was amazing. They should have had that on pay-per-view. It was great. Thank you, Mr. President.
Oh, yeah, that would have been really Republican to have it on pay-per-view. Not just give it away for you. That's a great idea. Maybe the next one. Maybe in 4 years they'll have it on pay-per-view. 855-765-1045 is our number. By the way, there is a new version of Proud to Be an American that Lee Greenwood released with a bunch of soldiers and the Air Force Band, a whole bunch of people. But maybe if we have time later, we'll play that, because it's really – I would love – Lee Greenwood, that guy, one song really, and he's got his whole – he's set for life. That's really the dream, isn't it? All these people are like, I want to be a famous singer. I want to have multiple albums, go on tour. No, you just want one song that plays over and over again and makes you bank on a consistent. Like, look at Margaritaville. Same thing. You know, Jimmy Buffett, Lee Greenwood, those guys figured it out. 855-765-1045. Rosa from West Palm. How are you, Rosa?
Hi, Mark. You are my preferred show in my page, Facebook page. I pray for the estate in the middle of the path of the hurricane.
Yeah.
Okay, talking about the convention.
Yeah.
I'm so proud to be part of the Republican Party. I was very emotional with all the guests speaking in the convention.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not the same like years before when many people attended the convention, but for me it was enough. I cried. I love the guy, the Cuban guy, who I came from Cuba to.
Oh, yeah.
I love Kimberly, who her Spanish blood survived and did the best of a Puerto Rican lady.
Yeah.
And we support President Trump 100%. I fight in every side of the president. Every way I can.
Yeah.
People in my family support. Miami is Trump city, and Florida will give the president the winning.
Wow,
the
Rosa. Winning. Yeah.
Yes.
Rosa, that is amazing. Listen, I can tell you're definitely. I can definitely tell how passionate you are. That's amazing. And we're so glad.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in, and thanks for watching too. And you know what? And I agree with you. The overall, there's a couple takeaways, really big takeaways that I think Rosa touched on really well. Is that when you watch the RNC, you get teary, you get weepy, you get emotional, because they're painting this really great picture of America, where we are, where we've been, and of course where we're going. As opposed to what we saw last week, the DNC, where we didn't see this hopeful outlook for America. We saw this really despondent and negative outlook as to where we are and where we're going. And the coverage, the speeches that people gave, every single person who got up on stage had really three major points. Number one was that they themselves had overcome something incredible, and that they only were able to do it because they were here in the United States of America. It was the only country that gave them that opportunity. The other thing that we found out was that Donald Trump has done something to each and every one of these speakers, or for each and every one of these speakers, that helped them in the last 4 years, and that they believe has made this country much better. And then, of course, the third and final thing is that Joe Biden would undo all of the great things that have been going on in this country, not just since Donald Trump was president, but really since this country's inception. They would undo all of the things that have happened since the founding. You know, the fact that he wants this to be a socialist country and not a country built on freedom and liberty is probably one of the most telling. But there were a few speeches. I will say this: last night, one of the big underlying themes was the rise, really, of the Black Republican. And this is something that, you know, our good friend Herman Cain, he talked about being a Republican and being Black and how difficult it was, and how if you're a Black Republican, you are truly a Republican, because you don't just get hate from Democrats. You get hate from everybody for being a Black Democrat, because much like Joe Biden and much like Barack Obama and much like Nancy Pelosi, pretty much every Democrat just assumes if you're Black, you're voting with them. If you're Black, you should have a big D on your voter registration card. It's an assumption. It's a bad assumption. It's a racist assumption. And for some reason, it's just been kind of the status quo in the Democratic Party. Well, now, I think this election, more than any, we have really seen Black voters and African-American voting blocs rise up against the Democrats. And Donald Trump is the person that made it happen. There were several speakers last night. First of all, Herschel Walker. And I know everyone here knows Herschel Walker, because either you were a big fan when he was in Georgia, or you hated him because he would come here and play in Florida. But Herschel Walker, he got up there and he said, look, I have been a friend of Donald Trump's for 37 years. He goes, not a casual acquaintance, a friend. They talk. They have businesses together. They would take care of each other's children. They had, golfing outings, I'm sure, galore. But he said, what I know about Donald Trump is that he is not like anything you see in the press. And he had this to say, which I think is super poignant.
It hurt my soul to hear the terrible names that people call Donald. The worst one is racist.
And how does he know? Why did it hurt his soul so much?
Growing up in the Deep South, I've seen racism up close. I know what it is. And it isn't Donald Trump.
And you had countless other elected officials and hopeful elected officials come forward and talk about Donald Trump and talk about the vision of the future and how Donald Trump has given opportunity to so many people. In the African-American community, one of them was the new ride, like the overnight sensation, Kimberly Klasick, who's running in Baltimore, who had that great ad. And she got up and she was like, look, the problem is that Joe Biden and the Democrats think we're stupid, basically.
Joe Biden believes we can't think for ourselves, that the color of someone's skin dictates their political views. We're not Bidenalized anymore. You and your party have neglected us for far too long.
And she's saying, she's echoing what we've heard from, you know, even Kanye West, who said, we're not blindly following the dictates of the Democratic Party. We are thinking for ourselves and making our own decisions.
And yet the Democrats still assume that Black people will vote for them, no matter how much they let us down and take us for granted. We're sick of it. We're not going to take it anymore. The days of blindly supporting the Democrats are coming to an end.
Yeah, and Tim Scott, who is from South Carolina, he came out. First of all, he's a fantastic guy, and he's somebody who is outspoken, who has been, you know, always said very thought-provoking things, great leader, great Republican, and as a result of being a Black Republican, has just taken a beating from all sides. I mean, the Democrats, I mean, the names that this guy has called, it's ridiculous. And yet he stands up there and realizes that the only way that he could get from where he started in a poor community and get all the way to Congress in just one generation was because of the United States of America, because of the Republican ideals, because of capitalism, because of freedom. And if Joe Biden were president and had his vision of America, that he never would have been able to get anywhere.
Our family went from cotton to Congress in one lifetime. And that's why I believe the next American century can be better than the last.
And that's another underlying theme, is that America is great and it's just going to keep getting better. And it's the polar opposite. It's the polar opposite of what you saw last week during the DNC. It was a vision of America that is great. Sure, we've got hard times. Sure, we've got a pandemic. Sure, we've got racial inequality. Sure, we've got some problems with police brutality. Sure, the economy has tanked because we've been forced to stay home. We've got our problems, but we are working hard to make America great again. We're getting there quickly. And not only that, but once we get back to where we were just 6-7 months ago, we are going to continue to rise and grow. We are continuing this whole plight, the American dream. It's going to get bigger and stronger, and it's going to be more available to more people. And not only are we going to keep America great, but we're going to keep making America greater. That's what the Republicans brought to the table on night one. I can't wait to see what happens on night two. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. Quick break. Vernon Jones. We're going to get to him here in just a minute. My favorite speaker of the night. And I'll tell you why in just a minute. Also, Joel Patrick, who is the legendary black redneck. He's in town for some other Republican National Convention thing we're going to talk a little bit about. We're going to talk to him in just a minute, too. We do have some mail time. I want to play that. I think we should play that Lee Greenwood song because I think it actually is pretty cool. We'll try to squeeze all this into the very little amount of time we have left. More of The Markay Show coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
Are you at home or sitting at your desk at work? Either way, watch The Markay Show live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. This is The Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Why don't we just say, due to COVID-19, the election is canceled and Donald Trump will stay president until further notice.
I mean, yeah, look, if they're closing the gym still, can't we we should close the elections and be like, hey, we'll let you know when it's safe enough to come vote. 855-765-1045. We'll get to more of that here in just a minute. First, so I want to get to Malcolm in Atlanta. Hi, Malcolm. How are you? Thanks so much for calling the Markay Show.
How's it going, Markay?
Oh, doing great, Malcolm. What'd you want to say today, sir?
Oh man, I just wanted to chime in on the RNC last night. Like I said, I grew up in Los Angeles in the 43rd District, Maxine Waters.
Oh yeah, sorry about that.
So grew up in a gang environment. Grew up in foster homes all my life.
Yeah.
And the best decision I was ever to do was to move from Los Angeles and relocate to Atlanta with my family.
Sure.
And what I do is I got a little small following that I do. I call myself the conservative crip. Mm. It sounds crazy, but I just call it Community Resources, Independency, and Progress.
Oh, I like that. And that's great. Yeah. That's good.
And what I do, I focus on a lot of the youth or a lot of people that came out of gangs.
Yeah.
And I give them more of a conservative understanding as far as history.
Sure.
The history of the Republican Party. Because a lot of us in the black community understand that how socialism has been implemented and tried in regions of the world that don't work. So I give these understandings and the teachings, and I'm starting to get a larger following with people that start to take more of a conservative view and how it is better suited for the black community.
Yeah.
Even when I had a discussion yesterday on the shooting, and the way I say the conservative crip, because how you have to get into people in the inner city, oh, that's police, they be killing us. Oh, you can't compare how police kill people compared to how we kill each other. And then I say, like, a lot of y'all come from gangs. If you was in a physical altercation with another gang member and they went to their car the way that man did, a lot of you guys would shoot somebody. So just trying to put it in context in a way where a lot of us can understand these things. Like, I will always say, and I tell people, America is the greatest country on the face of the earth because I went to prison for 10 years. And the crime I did, if I was somewhere in China, they probably would have executed me.
Yeah.
So just to be able to give people that perspective and see past the behind the curtain of we're not all, we should all have to think alike. One thing that makes any group of people, it should be a diversity of thought.
Malcolm, that I think is, that is great. That is, now, do you see that more in the Republican Party than you do in the Democratic Party, I'm assuming?
Most definitely, because, like I said, I grew up in Los Angeles.
Sure.
And the way I know their policies, what they taught me and what my family passed down, what my foster family passed down to me, even though that they was actually conservative, because my foster parents, they owned a sewing factory in Los Angeles for 35 years.
Yeah.
So I was able to see what business ownership, get a work ethic. I made mistakes in life, came out of it, married, got three beautiful children.
Malcolm, look, one thing. It sounds like you're doing a great job, and it sounds like you're doing an amazing thing. And I love the point of view you bring to some of the current events issues that are being twisted by the media. I think that's really strong. And I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you listening too. And what, you know, one of the things, and you know this being in Atlanta, Malcolm, is one of the things that I think was most effective in cutting through the messaging that the Democrats have been force feeding to the black community for decades was Vernon Jones. Because Vernon Jones, you know, he comes out and he speaks on behalf of Donald Trump. And you may not know this, but Vernon Jones is not a Republican. He's a black Democrat. And now you have not just black Republicans like Kimberly Klasick, you know, like Tim Scott, like Herschel Walker. You have these folks who you know are conservative and African-American speaking on behalf of the president. But now you have a black Democrat who's basically saying the party I belong to for years has tried to misrepresent us and force feed us their politics and has just taken for granted that we will vote for them. And there's nothing more demeaning and, in my personal opinion, racist than assuming that because a person's black or a Latino or a woman, that you're going to vote for them because you're black or a Latino or a woman. That because Hillary Clinton was a woman, well, you women are going to vote. I'm with her, you know, ready for Hillary. Nobody was ready for Hillary, not even Bill. That's why he had all these extramarital affairs. But now you've got Vernon Jones coming out. And he is talking about his own party in a way that the Republicans are. And this is why it was the most effective part of the evening for me.
The Democratic Party does not want black people to leave their mental plantation. We've been forced to be there for decades and generations. But I have news for Joe Biden. We are free.
We are free, and we are thinking for ourselves, and we are supporting Donald Trump. I mean, it was a really poignant moment to see a black Democrat at the Democratic National Convention. That, to me, was stronger than seeing Kasich or Colin Powell or any of those other never-Trumpers speaking. No one cared about them. This one cut through and really left a message. Hey, Malcolm, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. 855-765-1045. Real quick, before we get out of here, we come back with another black Republican, the legendary black redneck, Joel Patrick, who's in town for kind of an alternative Republican National Convention. And we'll talk to him here in just a minute. It's the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Markay Show.
This is the Markay Show.
If Biden were to win the presidential election, would he leave his basement to go to the White House?
You know, this is another great point that I noticed. There's so many fundamental differences between the RNC and the DNC. First of all, the RNC is watchable. Second of all, it's hard to watch because they're not showing it anywhere. News networks are breaking in. They're bringing in their own fact checkers and correspondents to live debate what the speakers are saying. That didn't happen during the DNC. You never saw that. And during the DNC, they just showed the speakers, and then afterward, they all fawned all over them. Never once did they cut in to say, you know what? What Joe Biden's saying is actually inaccurate. What Joe Biden said here, that's already been implemented by the Trump administration. We're already doing the rapid testing. We already have open schools in a safe and effective manner. All these things that Joe Biden is claiming he's going to do as president, guess what? The president has already done. So it'll be really easy for Joe Biden to implement because we've implemented it. None of that ever happened. So that was one big fundamental difference. But she brings up a great point in that open mic message about Joe Biden leaving his basement. Do you know where Joe Biden was yesterday during night one of the RNC? Do you know where Joe Biden was? Right. I don't either. It was a rhetorical question. I assume at home. I assume he was totally winded and exhausted from last Thursday's 22-minute speech, that he spent the rest of the weekend resting, and they're going to keep him under lock and key while the RNC is going on, maybe rest him up for the debates if they ever happen. But do you know where Donald Trump was during the DNC? The question really should be, where wasn't Donald Trump? Because he was on a plane pretty much every single day, sometimes two or three times. He was in Wisconsin. He was in Minnesota. He was in Pennsylvania. He was flying around giving speeches. He was meeting people. He was on the tarmac. He was at various different locations and speaking to, you know, industries. He was helping change America for the better. He was at the White House meeting and greeting. He was doing press conferences for COVID. Donald Trump was all over the country, all over the swing states. Donald Trump took the DNC as an opportunity to say, well, if Joe Biden's not going to go to Wisconsin, I will. And sure enough, of the two people running for president, the only one that was in Wisconsin, home of the DNC during the DNC, was Donald Trump. And Joe Biden is where he always is, in Wilmington, Delaware. And I assume he doesn't have any plans to go to Charlotte tonight or to go to Florida or New York or really anywhere, because Joe Biden never leaves Wilmington, Delaware. I have an idea. What if we just split? What if we forego the election and we just split it up and we give Joe Biden Wilmington, like you can be the president of Wilmington, and we'll just Donald Trump can be the president of everywhere else. I think that might be a pretty decent compromise. 855-765-1045. All right. We have a guest, which is odd because usually we don't like to talk to people, but I'm a big fan of this guy. He's a musician. He's like an Instagram star and he's in town. His name's Joel Patrick. He's the legendary black redneck. And you may have heard something. He has this song called That's Me, which is basically, well, here it is, a little clip of it.
I'm a legendary black redneck.
Oh, bass drop.
Brown skin, but I lean right. Uncle Tom, because I act white.
You can say what you want. It's very catchy, but when I walk around my house going, I'm a black redneck, but I lean right, my wife looks at me really weird, so I just kind of hum it. But he's got this big orange truck, and he's always posting on Instagram, and people are always, I mean, they're always trolling him, and I love the way he handles him. He's in town, and so I had him call in. Joel, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey,
Joel. How you doing?
Hey, man, thanks so much for being here, Joel. We appreciate you coming to Jacksonville. Tell everyone, first of all, why you're here.
I'm actually here. I'm in town for the Red Pill Road Show. I'm going to be doing a little show there and speaking very briefly. You can get your tickets from the redpillroadshow.com.
Yeah. Tell everyone what the Red Pill Road Show is and why it's here in Jacksonville.
Well, the Red Pill Road Show was supposed to be like something that was going to go hand in hand with the RNC, but they canceled it.
Yeah.
We'd already planned everything. So we're like, you know what? We're not afraid of this. We're going to come out and do it anyway. So we came out and did it anyway.
And this is downtown, right? This is at the Ice and Sportsplex. Oh, it's on Phillips Highway. Yeah.
Yep.
This is a huge event. And this is going to be, it's kind of funny because you're right. Hey, everyone made these plans. Everyone made these plans for the RNC in Jacksonville when they came out and they announced that it was going to happen. And then, of course, yeah, one thing led to another. We couldn't get our stuff together. The RNC apparently pulled the plug on it because of COVID concerns. But you guys were like, hey, screw it. We already booked the venue. We got everybody in town. So are you singing? Are you speaking? What are you doing there?
A little bit of both. I think I'll be speaking very briefly between songs and singing. I got a new single out now, Buckle Up, and it just talks about having a good time and riding around in a big truck.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty, you know what? That's our kind of song. Now, your big truck has kind of become famous. It's this ginormous orange, what is it? It's an F-350 or something, right?
Well, so that's a funny story. So my first truck was an F-350, and it actually caught on fire because I had some, well, it was supposed to be a professional shop. They did some work on it. An aftermarket radio, and it actually caught on fire. So my next truck I got was a 250, but I put a bigger lift kit and bigger wheels and tires on it, so it looks like it's bigger than the 350.
Oh, that's crazy. And if anyone wants to see this truck, it's on Instagram. You've garnered a pretty huge following on Instagram for being the legendary black redneck, and you've also gotten a lot of heat from that. Tell everyone, because this goes right in line with what we've been talking about today with the convention, with people like Tim Scott, with people like Kimberly Klasick, with our good friend who just passed on, Herman Cain. Being a black redneck is really probably one of the, like, you really have to be a Republican if you're going to be a black Republican, correct?
Yeah, you really have to know your stuff because people always challenge you. You know, if you walked around and you said, hey, my name is Mark and I'm a middle-aged white man and I'm a Republican, nobody challenges you on that. But whenever I say that I support the president, they're like, why do you hate yourself? Why are you an Uncle Tom? Why are you a coon? And it's like, hold on, wait a second. Why are you so racist that I'm not free to
hold my own political opinion. You know, nobody assumes that just because you're a white male that you have to be a Republican. And if you decided to be a Democrat, nobody would give you any hate for it. But me, apparently, I'm only allowed to be a Democrat. And if I'm not, then they have a problem with it.
Is your family, did they grow up Democrats or did they grow up political at all? Or are they shocked by the fact that you've kind of, you know, this has really become kind of your image and this has become your calling card.
And so my parents grew up Democrat, but when they started paying taxes and stuff, they became Republicans.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah. All my siblings are conservative, if not all Republicans. One of my siblings is so conservative that they think the Republican Party is not conservative enough. So yeah, my family is a whole family of oddities, if you will. Oldest sister's an attorney, next sister's a nurse, two brothers are engineers, dad's a rocket scientist. My friends, the Hodge twins, they said there's so much education in that family, it sounds like a white family.
Yeah, that sounds like something they would say. Well, listen, so tonight, when does this whole thing start if people want to go see it?
Yeah, it starts at 4 p.m. and we'll be there until midnight. You can stay as long as you want.
Yeah, it's at the Jacksonville Ice and Sportsplex, Phillips Highway. It's $25, right?
Yeah, that's it. Just $25. You could get down there and have a good time, and it's well worth it. There's going to be some other conservatives there. It's a good time. We are hoping that we will be able to be filled to capacity. Tickets are going fast, so you do want to make sure you get them soon.
Yeah, redpillroadshow.com. Joel, hey, listen, man, thanks so much for coming to Jacksonville. We appreciate it. Good luck today. And we're going to be following you. Your Instagram is what? JoelPatrick1776. Is that right?
Yep, and you can find me just by searching Joel Patrick into Google. It'll pull up all my social media accounts and my music.
Yeah, the legendary Black Redneck new single is called Buckle Up. Joel, hey, thanks so much, man. Always a pleasure talking to you. Good luck today, and thanks for being on the show. 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. We have some more of your phone calls coming up. Also, some mail time a little later on. It's the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Join the conversation. Send Mark an open mic using the WOKV app, and he'll play it on the show. Or not. Either way, send one in. This is the Mark Kay Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
This is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay, 855-765 1045. Big man, I'll tell you what, the DNC last week compared to what we saw with the RNC, although a lot of us didn't see the RNC because a lot of the major news networks and surprisingly Fox News, which they're doing themselves no favors. You know, it's really weird. And when you have this already, you have kind of an agitated, if you would, fan base, then you probably don't want to agitate them anymore. And maybe they thought that people wanted more Fox News and less RNC. But with the lineup we had, you know, Donald Trump spoke yesterday. Matt Gaetz, who people love. Matt Gaetz is, whose hair. I don't know who does Matt Gaetz's hair. But if I had hair, I would want my hair to look like Matt Gaetz's, because it is really, it's really amazing. And he came out with this great line about what it would be like if Joe Biden won the presidency.
The woke-topians will settle for Biden because they will make him an extra in a movie written, produced, and directed by others. It's a horror film, really. They'll disarm you, empty the prisons, lock you in your home.
Yeah, and so on and so forth. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Vic in Atlantic Beach. How you doing, Vic?
Hey, doing great.
Oh, good.
Join the program, even though I was on hold.
Oh, well, you know, sorry about that. We can't talk to everybody at the same time. We got to take you one at a time. We haven't figured
that out
yet.
Exactly. I just wanted to let everybody know that I had the same problem starting off with the convention, thinking that Fox would be carrying it, naturally would be carrying the whole thing.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. So I lost a few minutes, but I found it on one American news network.
Yeah.
Start to finish. Nobody ever broke in to try to tell me what I was hearing.
Yeah.
I could figure that out myself.
I heard even that on some of the networks, I want to say it was MSNBC or CNN, they would drop out of speeches to run Biden commercials.
Correct.
But, yeah. And again, I don't remember watching any of this last week. I watched as much of the DNC as I could possibly stomach, before I fell asleep. And I don't remember ever watching them drop out of one speech to bring in, quote, their own expert to refute what's happening at this dangerous convention. Rachel Maddow actually called the RNC night one dangerous. And they brought in doctors to refute what the doctors speaking at the RNC were saying about things like telemedicine and Donald Trump and, you know, the ways that he helped keep Americans alive during the coronavirus pandemic and how many more people would have died if Joe Biden were president and didn't close down the borders. And, of course, hydroxychloroquine came up a couple of times last night as well. And they kept breaking in to refute what was happening live. Never happened during the DNC. There was no refuting what Kamala Harris was saying or Hillary or Barack Obama. God forbid. Could you imagine how many heads would roll if you broke into Barack Obama's speech to talk about all of the inaccuracies and all of the falsehoods and all the propaganda he was peddling? I mean, the network would be shut down. Clearly someone would be fired. But that's not the case. And also, when you go to the RNC, not only do you have that, but now they're breaking out for commercials from the opponents. It doesn't do anything but make the leftists in the media look petty. Like they can't handle letting people in the United States of America, letting their viewers hear some kind of counter viewpoint. They can't handle it. So they have to, you know, dance around it or troll it in some way. It just, you know, it just feeds into that narrative that they're not serious news organizations. 855-765-1045. Joel in Massachusetts. How you doing, Joel?
Good. Great. Listen, I just wanted to call and tell you have a great show. And my vote is for Trump in 2020. And if the Democrats ever get in, they're going to destroy this country.
Well, Joel, listen.
The only thing.
I really appreciate you saying that. And I think that's one of the What the speakers yesterday did was they really set forth, first of all, how great this country really is, because that's the first thing you have to do. You have to tell people, hey, this country is amazing. I think we can all agree America is amazing. Despite the problems, America is an amazing place to live. The most amazing place of all the places in this world. You know, it's not the oldest. We don't have the most famous paintings or sculptures. We know we don't make the best pasta. Maybe we do. I don't know. But all in all, as a whole, there is no place you would rather be than the United States of America when it comes to freedom, liberty, justice, when it comes to building a business, when it comes to making decisions for yourself, raising a family, starting your own venture, and succeeding in really any aspect of life. If you want free speech, you can have it here. Freedom to practice whatever religion you want, okay. Freedom of the press, unfortunately, we have that too. And if you want to be able to carry a gun to protect all those freedoms and your family and your business and all that success you have, then you can do that too now. But then you have the McCluskeys in St. Louis who not only use their legally purchased weapons to protect their home from violent, angry, and illegal trespassers, but then they were the ones that were convicted with a felony or charged with a felony. And they got to speak last night to let you know, yes, this is the greatest country in the world, but only because of the decisions we make. And if you make the wrong decision, it won't be anymore.
We're speaking to you tonight from St. Louis, Missouri, where just weeks ago you may have seen us defending our home as a mob of protesters descended on our neighborhood.
Right. They were allowed to do that under Trump.
It seems as if the Democrats no longer view the government's job as protecting honest citizens from criminals, but rather protecting criminals from honest citizens.
Wow, that to me was one of the most prophetic moments of the entire RNC. The Democrats, they're not there to protect law-abiding citizens from criminals, but to protect the criminals from the law-abiding citizens.
President Trump will defend the God-given right of every American to protect their homes and their family.
I'll tell you, this is what this is going to be a battle for. It's going to be a battle for, do you think America's bad? Or do you think America is great and you want to keep it that way? And I think most voters are the latter. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of your calls on the way. Plus, we'll do a little mail time before we get out of here. I got something. I think, Hannah, you got a big box over there too, right?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to see what's inside both of those here in just a minute. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Mark Kay Show next on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Mark Kay Show.
This
is The Mark Kay Show.
From Washington, D.C., welcome to the 2020 Republican National Convention. Tonight, celebrating America as the land of promise.
There's one thing I've learned. It's that even on our worst day, we are blessed to live in America.
Biden, Harris, and the rest of the socialists will fundamentally change this nation.
Beijing Biden is so weak on China that the intelligence community recently assessed that the Chinese Communist Party favors Biden.
Joe Biden has had 47 years to produce results. But he's been all talk and no action.
Joe Biden believes we can't think for ourselves, that the color of someone's skin dictates their political views.
Democrats won't let you go to church, but they'll let you protest. Democrats won't let you go to work, but they'll let you riot. And Democrats won't let you go to school, but they'll let you go loot.
It's almost like this election is shaping up to be church, work, and school versus rioting, looting, and vandalism. Or, in the words of Biden and the Democrats, peaceful protesting.
President Trump will defend the God-given right of every American to protect their homes and their family.
President Trump is bringing this country back roaring. He's bringing the American spirit to life for all Americans.
And we believe that Donald Trump is the president that America needs to lead us forward.
I truly believe the safety of our kids depends on whether this man is reelected.
President Trump knows we are strongest when we fight hardest, not in distant deserts, but for our fellow Americans.
We seek a nation that rises together, not falls apart in anarchy and anger.
Look to the man who did what the failed Obama-Biden administration never could do and built the greatest economy our country has ever seen. And President Trump will do it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty and the American dream, the best is yet to come.
What Kimberly Guilfoyle's having. That was great. That was some passion right there. I'll tell you, it's tough to be excited and invigorated when you're sitting in a room all alone and you don't know who's listening. Or trust me, that's literally what I do for a living. Sit in a room all alone. Well, I got to...
Hi.
You're high. Josh is here.
I would cheer for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But that was that's the passion in the... And that's what's happening at the Republican National Convention this week. By the way, we should point out that the president himself also spoke last night. Donald Trump spoke, and he went through some of the some of the things that that were happening, and he basically accepted the nomination officially yesterday. But one of the other big speakers was somebody that back in 2016 they really thought was going to be set up as the next, because if you have one president from a family, it's common in the United States of America to just go ahead and have a, pass that on to somebody else in the family. It's happened several times. John Adams was president, and then John Quincy Adams, I believe his son, is that right, or nephew?
It sounds right.
Son, yeah.
Son sounds
his
right.
His son was president. Same with the Roosevelts. You had Teddy Roosevelt. You had Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Two different presidents, same family. There's another one I'm missing. Oh, the Bushes. Duh. You had George Bush. You had George W. Bush. They both came from the same family. They both were president. So it's a repeating trend. And Don Jr. is one of those characters that I know back in 2016, they were really kind of setting up to be the next wave of Trump political figures. And I think last night he continued that journey, if you will. After 4 years of his father, another 4 years of his father, there's going to be an empty seat at the table, and the Republicans are going to need someone to fill it. And I think Don Jr. may have political aspirations of his own.
This time, the other party is attacking the very principles on which our nation was founded. Freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the rule of law.
Yeah. And he went in and he went after everybody. He went after Joe Biden.
Biden has promised to take that money back out of your pocket and keep it in the swamp. That makes sense, though, considering Joe Biden is basically the Loch Ness Monster of the swamp.
And he continued to rail on China.
Beijing Biden is so weak on China that the intelligence community recently assessed that the Chinese Communist Party favors Biden. They know he'll weaken us both economically and on a world stage.
And he talked about how his father did the smart thing.
The president quickly took action and shut down travel from China. Joe Biden and his Democrat allies called my father a racist and a xenophobe for doing it. They put political correctness ahead of the safety and security of the American people.
It must be weird when your dad's the president and you're giving a speech and you have to refer to him as the president. Like, I thought about that because I was, you know, I would just be like, hey, my dad did this, my dad did that. But he's like, the president did this, the president. Could you imagine if your father was the president and you had to refer to him as Mr. President?
Especially if you had the same name as him, too.
Yeah.
Like President Donald Trump.
Right.
That'd be so crazy.
Super weird.
Yeah, I know, right? President Donald Trump, not me. That's my father.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Eric Trump, one of his other sons, is going to be speaking tonight. Eric Trump, I believe, is it Tiffany who's speaking tonight?
I think
tonight
Melania
well?
Is speaking tonight.
Melania is speaking tonight. Tonight's First Lady. It's like First Lady's night. Oh. And then, of course, later in the week, we're going to have Ivanka. She's going to introduce her father on Thursday.
I just got it. Oh,
they should have saved it for Thursday because Thursday is always ladies.
Always ladies.
Night.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Well, with, except that's funny. At the DNC, it's first lady. But that's kind of what we've got on tap for later today. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Jim in California. Hi, Jim. How you doing? Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show.
Hey, I'm doing just fine. Hey, I got a couple things to say real quick before I go to work.
Sure.
First, my prediction is that the minute Trump wins, they're going to accuse him of rigging the election, and they're going to try to impeach him again.
Oh, 100%.
And my second thought is I'm over 50, and in the town I live in, wow, I'm telling you, there's a protest that happened like 4 months ago, and because I live in a college town. And you ought to see these kids. They're holding up signs. They're blaming Trump for the Holocaust. They're saying it's his fault. They're blaming him for the Korean War. Everything.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's definitely, it's weird to see Donald Trump get it. I mean, again, it's so bizarre to me when you see all these problems in America that we've had forever. Racism, for example. Racism is a huge problem in America. Has been since, you know, the inception. But the fact that Donald Trump, who's literally been in power for 3.5 years, gets all the blame for it. All the blame for the racism in the United States of America. All this division. I mean, we had a civil war 150 years ago, don't they remember? It's really bizarre how whatever problems we have in the United States of America, Donald Trump is responsible for, and he has been in power less than pretty much anybody else we've ever had in that position. There's never, well, that's not true. We had that one guy that died right after he got inaugurated. But you get the meaning. 855-765-1045. This is Anthony in Staten Island. How you doing, Anthony?
Mark, I wanted to share something with you and your voters. It's the side of Donald Trump that nobody sees, that the fact checkers will never be able to dispute. When you meet him in person, you've seen all the people that were on there last night, regular Americans.
Yeah.
When he says he loves America and he wants to help the middle class, he's probably the only person that ever ran for office that really means it.
Oh, 100%.
I know two things that have happened. He was broken down on the side of the parkway, and a guy and his wife pulled over to see if he needed help. The next week, the guy got a letter in the mail, thanks from him, and his mortgage. He paid the guy's house off.
Yeah.
And when he owned the Jersey Generals back in the 80s, I went there for a bachelor party. We met him. He talked to us. We told him we're there for a bachelor party. At one halftime, all the attendants came down. He said, Mr. Trump is bringing champagne, and if you guys want to eat, it's on him. Congratulate your friend for being married.
Yeah.
When you talk to him, he really listens, and he really wants to help you.
No, that's the story we got over and over. I mean, again, Herschel Walker, who's really, he's a black Republican and a friend of Donald Trump's, I mean, told tons of stories about what a down-to-earth kind of guy he is.
One time, I planned to take his kids to Disney World with my family. At the last minute, Donald said he'd like to join us. So there he was, in a business suit, on It's a Small World ride. That was something to see.
I mean, I could see that. Guy's always wearing a suit. Donald Trump with his red tie on the Small World ride going, it's beautiful. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. It really is a small world after all. That song's fantastic. Nicholas from Kissimmee. How are you, Nicholas?
Good. How are you?
Good. Speaking of Disney World, you work there?
Yes.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And what did you want to say real quick?
I have been back to work for 2 months now. And since I've been back, I see on average 4 or 5 people a day wearing Trump shirts or masks or hats. I've not seen a single Joe Biden, anything. in the last 2 months. So
you've been back at Disney. And how many people are coming through the gates there, do you think? Probably still thousands, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And not, over 10,000 per park each day.
And not one of them is wearing any kind of Biden gear.
I'm sure there's been at least one, but I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen him. All right. Hey, Nicholas, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. 855-765-1045 is our number. Quick break. When we get back, we got some stuff. We got some packages we want to open here in just a minute. A little mail time before we get out of here. And then we'll recap what's happening tonight. Tonight on the – make sure you go to a place where you can guarantee to watch this. I know that everyone's saying, look, Newsmax – is a great place to go, OANN. If you want to stream it live on YouTube, that's a way to do it too. Some of these networks, even Fox News, they're hit or miss when it comes to convention coverage. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show on the way on 104.5 WOKV.
He's entertaining, informative, and he puts the talk in Jacksonville's news and talk. This is the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Markay Show. My name is Markay. 855-765-1045. All right, we have a little tiny bit of time. Before we get to mail time, we're going to talk to Kevin in Colorado Springs. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mark. How about yourself?
Doing great. What do you want to say, sir?
Well, I just wanted to say the Cuban immigrant that spoke last night.
Alvarez,
he was very articulate
and
very, just very open-hearted. And for the mainstream media just to attack him and tell everybody, especially this individual, Samantha Bee, telling him, telling everybody, oh, well, he's a puppet for the, Donald Trump. Like, no, this guy was very, very articulate and very well spoken.
Yeah.
And it's a damn shame the mainstream media is doing this to that individual.
And listen, Kevin, you bring up a great point. Samantha Bee is Canadian, and you should never trust anyone from Canada to talk about American politics.
I know. She is very anti-Christ and anti-American, and I cannot believe people follow her
here
in the United States.
I know. Hey, Kevin, thanks so much for calling. I would never trust anyone from another country to talk to me or about American political systems or politics in general.
Mark, where are you from?
What?
And what do you do for a living?
It is time for mail time. Yeah.
You already know what time it is.
Right.
It's the Mark Kay Show mail time. Now, wait no further. It's your host, Mark Kay.
Yeah. I had to shoot a beaver and spit on the maple leaf. And
the maple leaf.
I'm done. Yeah, you spit on the maple leaf.
That's bull sap.
All right, let's get to some mail time, shall we? We have a couple, just two packages today. One is for me. Mm-hmm. And one is for Hannah.
Interesting.
There's nothing. Literally nothing for Josh. Since you didn't get a package, you want to type the address in the chat?
I will.
In case someone wants
Just don't put Mark's name on it, because then he'll try and claim it himself.
Yeah. So no. Well, okay. Hannah got a box, and we told her we were going to open it at the end of the show. And like a kid on Christmas Eve,
she's peeking in.
She's peeling the tape off.
She's shaking it. She's smelling it. She's checking for batteries.
Right. And so the other Josh went and grabbed it from her. I go, "What are you doing? Get your hands off of that." And he said, "No, she's trying to open it. So we're going to open it for you at the appropriate time." Okay.
I was trying to make it easier to open. I know we usually do this at the end.
You've lost your opening privileges. All right, first we're going to open mine. This is from Alterations Florida in Middleburg.
Ooh, fancy.
So maybe they got my, maybe they darned my socks. Or
had to hem something?
Something, yeah. Something was too long.
Pleats?
So they figured.
Other fabric terms? Lace?
Oh, my knife's getting dull. I don't know what's going on. Too many packages to open.
You're dull.
Oh, you're, excuse me?
Well, you're calling me dull.
No, I said my knife. Oh, look at this. We got, I just dropped a letter. Dear Mark, hi Mark, Hannah, and Josh.
Hi.
I love listening to your show from my shop every day. I have been involved with making masks since way back in March. I had hoped the three of you would be able to wear these at the convention, but that didn't work. I still want you to have them, though. Thank you for being a light during a dark time. Kay Johnson at Alterations Florida, and look what she made us.
Wow, Kay.
Look
That's
at this.
That's so sweet.
They're GOP elephant masks.
Oh,
and
I love it.
And it says, vote Geo, this is great.
Those are so cute.
This
Don't
is
break
great.
That one.
Right. Oh, this is beautiful. This is one for me, one for you, Hannah.
Woo!
And Josh, you just want me to keep this other
one,
too?
If you don't mind, it's fine. Thanks, Taylor K. I appreciate the thought.
That would burn Josh's face if he tried putting that on. So, Kay, we really
that's
really sweet. That's
so
all
sweet.
All right, Hannah.
Yeah. Open my package.
I'm going to open. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, he's opening the box.
All right, let's see what happens. This is from
puppies last time.
By the way, this is from David Walmer.
Okay.
And he
Thank you, David.
He sent this to Hannah. He's in Jacksonville. And it looks like oh, look at this.
Ooh, no, you can't hide it from me. It is my
wow.
package.
That's beautiful.
Whoa.
Let me see.
Should we open?
Yeah,
or should we open
that's really really cool.
Look, you got a card with what appears to be an Amazon gift card on it. Ready?
Okay.
All right, here you go. You can open that card quickly. Whoa, this guy went.
What?
Wow. There's something else in here.
Gosh.
Wait, it's a Donald Trump birthday card,
though. That's incredible.
It's a Donald Trump birthday card? All right, what does it say?
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I would never say in your case that you're fired, so I'll just say you're hired.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's perfect.
That's so sweet. I love it.
That's perfect. All right. Oh, my gosh. Inside, what's in the gift? Is that a gift card to Amazon or something?
I don't know. I have to open it.
All right, look. Then you have this beautifully wrapped.
It is Amazon.
Box in a box.
Ooh, box in a box.
All right, I'm going to tear the paper off, and then I'm going to give it to you, okay?
Okay.
I think it's jewelry.
Jewelry.
Does this guy not know you got engaged? This says, uh-oh.
What is it?
Uh-oh. You have to look at this.
Okay.
Here he is. Quick.
You can't, we can't throw that one,
we have
you?
A minimum of 30 seconds left. Oh, my God. Don't drop it.
Don't stress me out.
Quick, open it up and tell everyone what it says.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. It's... the one where Hannah turns 25.
What is it?
That's a Friends reference,
it's
right?
It's a Friends reference.
It's
yeah.
a mug, yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much, David.
Oh, wow. You can only drink out of that for 1 year.
Only 1 year.
Then you have to smash it on the ground and get a new one.
Opa.
Opa. Thank you, David.
David, thank you guys so much. We really appreciate Listen, and thank you for all the stuff that you send us.
If you want to send us something, go ahead and send that to 11700 Central Parkway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32224. Y'all come back now, you hear?
It gets me every time.
We will. We got to tighten that up at the beginning, too. Listen, tomorrow's Whatever You Want Wednesday, plus we will recap day two of the RNC. Best way to get through is to leave us an open mic message. And you know, wherever you're watching the convention tonight, just know that we will have all the highlights for you right here tomorrow at 10 a.m. Traffic, weather, news, Rush Limbaugh. It's all coming up next on 104.5 WOKV.